This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Four U.S. House committees have uncovered so much evidence that they have approved one select committee to look deeply into allegations of wrongdoing by Planned Parenthood in turning the business of abortion, funded by $500 million in federal spending, into a business focusing on the sale of human remains. The response from abortion-friendly legislators who happen to be in the minority in Congress is to shoot the messenger. They are calling for investigations into David DeLaden, who started the video investigation, even though if there had been wrongdoing, it would have been very clear to state prosecutors whose job it is to enforce such laws in the jurisdiction of states. Operation Rescue in Spokane uncovered another third abortion mishap there just this year. The wounding in a uterine perforation to or through the womb requires immediate hospitalization for various degrees of repair, from relatively minor surgery to hysterectomies, organ repairs, or even life-saving intervention. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. 40 Days for Life continues its success praying outside abortion clinics. When one woman had difficulty with getting her intravenous fluids set up, she got up off the abortion table and walked outside to pro-life volunteers that were praying for her. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.